A federal judge in New York ruled Tuesday the Trump administration can't ask a question regarding citizenship on the upcoming 2020 census. Matt Gillum checked in with an Idaho group that works with undocumented people.
In March of 2018, the Trump administration said the question, "Is this person a citizen of the United States?" would be added to the 2020 census. At the time, Margie Gonzalez, the head of the Idaho Commission on Hispanic Affairs, said she was sure the addition of the question would discourage some from taking part in the nationwide count.
I still believe that. I'm confident that they would not have participated.
However, in light of the New York ruling blocking the question, Gonzalez says not just the Hispanic population she works with should be heartened.
Our communities of color and our marginalized communities, I think this is good news for everyone involved.
The federal judge in the East says the controversial question is constitutional. He claims the problem with it comes from how Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross went about trying to get it included. The judge says Ross didn't follow standard procedures requiring Congress be given 3 years' notice of any plan to add a citizenship question. According to Gonzalez, even discussion about the possibility of the question has been damaging.
Just by putting it out there to begin with, I think it's put a lot of people into question whether they want to respond to the census or not.
The New York ruling isn't the final say on the citizenship question. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on the matter in February. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.